Item 825, authorize a contract with Water Systems Consulting, Inc. for the development of an asset management-based pump station system plan for a not-to-exceed amount of $379,120.
All right. Commissioner Fish, take
Madam
it away.
President, we welcome Shannon Reynolds and Jennifer Belknap-Williamson, not to be confused with Jennifer Williamson, who is a state legislator. The purpose of this legislation is to authorize a PTE contract with Water Systems Consulting, Inc. for the development of an asset management-based pump station system plan. Now, as part of the BES efforts to proactively manage its infrastructure, the Bureau seeks approval to create a pump station system plan. It will allow us to assess the condition and risks of failure of the city's pump stations, the majority of which are over 60 years old. To complete this work, BES requires the services of a specialized engineering consultant. This ordinance would authorize BES to contract for those services, and this contract was selected through a competitive process. I should note that in the briefing that I got, I learned that there are about 100 pump stations in the city, of which I think you told me we own and operate about 83, and we operate the rest for the benefit of other parties. I've had a chance to tour a number of the pump stations, including the ones that are critical to the big pipe. And colleagues, I know Dan has already spent probably more time than he wants subterranean looking at pump stations. Commissioner Udaly, we would be delighted at some point to give you a tour, because it's the invisible part of our system that actually is critical to how we move wastewater throughout the city. And the engineering marvels of some of these pump stations is really something to behold. Anyway, the matter before us today is to seek approval to move forward with a contract that allows us to assess the condition of our pumps and then begin to plan for the future. I'll turn it over to our presenters.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm Jennifer Belknap, the principal engineer with
your. I think your microphone.
It was off.
Oh, okay. There you go.
My green light. I'm Jennifer Belknap-Williamson. I'm a principal engineer with the Asset Systems Management Division in Bureau of Environmental Services. And with me today is Shannon Reynolds, a senior engineer. And we appreciate the opportunity to present, Madam President, Commissioners. As Commissioner Fish mentioned, this is a critical part of our system. Director Jordan for Bureau of Environmental Services has been here talking to you in the past about our capital program budget and our asset management investments we're going to be making as we look at aging infrastructure and areas of the system that are really critical to invest in to make sure that they continue to function for the long term for the sustainability of our city. So when you look over at the next 10 years of our capital program, the pump stations and force mains, which collectively have a value of over $1 billion to repair and replace them. Our current investment level ranges from $7 to $10 million a year in that asset class. What we're looking at is continuing to sustain that current investment level for the next 5 years. That's the area shown in orange in this budget projection. But looking out in years 5 to 10 in our budget, we are looking at starting to ramp up to an investment level for this asset class of around $25 million a year. And that's really based on the age, the condition, and the criticality of these assets to make sure that they don't fail over time. So this is a part of BES's gathering information to inform the next phases of our capital program. As Commissioner Fish mentioned, there are 99 pump stations around the city that are really critical to moving wastewater and stormwater up to our treatment plants to provide appropriate treatment before they're discharged. And if those pump stations fail, we can have really significant flooding and environmental damage that results. They pump many hundreds of thousands of gallons per minute, and when there's failures, we have to come in an emergency setting and set up pumps adjacent to it and try to figure out ways to get that water and wastewater moved around. So they're a really critical part of the system for us to invest in and make sure we don't have emergency failures. So the goals of this project are to develop and implement a comprehensive asset management approach for this asset class that will include identifying and addressing risks and developing a condition assessment methodology that allows us to track the condition of all of these assets. It'll develop a series of recommended capital projects and actions, as well as an overall implementation plan for staff training to continue the program on in the future after the consultant work is done, and then how to inform the future of the capital program budget. So there's a number of stages in the scope, including creating an asset registry, which is essentially a database, a list of all the information we know about these assets, all the parts that are in them. Pump stations have pumps and electrical controls and heating, ventilating, and air conditioning systems and structural components. So there's a lot of pieces to keep track of within the systems. Then we will define risk criteria to understand how can we better predict when those parts and pieces are going to start to move towards failure so that we can repair and replace them before that happens. And then develop this condition assessment methodology that will allow consultants and staff to go in and investigate and understand where we're at with the condition of all of these parts and pieces of the pump stations. We'll conduct the assessments, we'll prioritize actions based on risk, and then we'll have a strategy for the ongoing implementation and bringing it into the capital program. So the schedule for this project is about a year and a half to do this pump station system planning work, and then there will be an initial 5 to 10 year period where we ramp up in the capital program and start implementing more of these larger scale rehabilitation projects. And then we'll have ongoing implementation of this over time as a part of our sustainable asset management approach to these assets. So that is our short and sweet presentation. And
You said in your excellent presentation that the value of our pumps is about $1 billion. What's the current, when we look at all of our assets at BES, what's the current value of our infrastructure?
So the current replacement value of all of our infrastructure that Bureau of Environmental Services owns and manages is just under $14 billion. It's about $13.8 billion. So this is a sizable part of the system, both in its value and in its very critical role that it serves.
And I'm glad that in your presentation you began by referencing what Director Jordan presented to the council during the budget, in which he said that his long-term vision is for us to get to sustainability with all of our capital assets, meaning that at some point in the future, almost all of our assets are in good condition, and what we're doing is maintaining them as we go forward and not just waiting for catastrophic failure. It is an audacious goal. There aren't many utilities around the country that can say they've achieved it. But it's the vision that he laid out in support of his budget, and that's the strategic direction of the Bureau over the next decade.
Absolutely. We really feel it's in the best interest of the ratepayers that we make these investments in these assets over time to avoid having these big catastrophic failures if we delay or don't make those investments. So this photograph here, the last one, is of our Swan Island pump station, which is our largest pump station that's a part of the combined sewer system that prevents sewer overflows. It sends a tremendous amount of combined wastewater and stormwater up to our Columbia Boulevard treatment plant. So this is one of our newer pump stations. It's in very good condition today, and we want to keep it in good condition.
Thank you for your excellent presentation.
Absolutely. Any other questions or comments?
So are the pump stations always operating, or are they activated from the treatment plant when they're on?
There's a number of them that are continuously operating, and then there are some that are more what we would call storm surge type pumps that they come on only when there's storm events and we have more flow coming from the stormwater joining the system.
So how about the Swan Island one? Is that always
Swan
on?
Island is not always running, although the majority of it has some functionality. There's a series of pumps, so there are usually several pumps that are in continual function, and then there are others that kick on if we need additional service.
Okay. Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Carla, is there any public testimony?
No one signed up.
All right. Do we have a motion to move this item?
This is a non-emergency. We'll pass to a second
reading. Okay. So it passes to a second
reading. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank you. Please call.